UW political scientist Matt Barreto says normally you see support for hot-button issues drop as Election Day nears. But that's not happening with marijuana and charter schools. It appears both will pass pretty easily. And in the past few weeks, the KCTS 9 Washington poll shows the number of voters who say they'll support the initiatives has actually grown substantially. Barreto speculates the reason is, in both cases, the money and TV ads have all been on the pro side because the no campaigns have had comparatively very little money to spend.
There's almost been no public debate on those issues. And I think that that, to some extent, you know, is a disservice to voters on both of those initiatives, on charter schools and on decriminalization of marijuana.
Proponents of charter schools have raised $9 million for their campaign. The Yes on Marijuana group has raised $5 million compared to just $18,000 on the other side. Paula Wissel, KPLU News.